Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out and get a local Arizona band. We bring them into the studio and we put them into your home, your car, wherever you are. Again, my name is Serpy. I'm going to be kicking it over to Studio 2A, where we have Tucson's own Lizzie. Take it away, girl.
Alrighty, this is my song called Slow Down.
Every day feels like it's just flying by. Every moment has no reason or rhyme. It cut me open, see what you would find. Like that hole we left in my heart, still empty inside. I tried to fill it up, I tried to drown it out with all my tears. But nothing stays the same, and no one is to blame but life herself. And I hate her right now. I tried to cover up, I tried to burn it down with this old house. But nothing stays the same, I'm afraid of change, you're different now. I tried to run away, I tried to go a day without your voice. But nothing stays the same, I'm afraid of change, I'm different now. And it won't slow down. It won't slow down. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It won't slow down. In hopes you hear it too, in hopes it gets to you and your black heart. Let's just restart. I tried to cover up, I tried to burn it down with this old house. But nothing stays the same, I'm afraid of change, you're different now. I tried to run away, I tried to go a day without your voice. But nothing stays the same, I'm afraid of change, I'm different now. And it won't slow down. It won't slow down. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It won't slow down. Oh, it won't slow down. Oh, please, just for a minute. Please slow down.
Thank you. This next one is called We All Bleed, and I wrote this song just about remembering that we are all people and it's important to spread love instead of hate. Thank you.
Carlton, and I paint my face back on. I try to find peace of mind, but it's gone. Yesterday, same as today, and I keep hoping for change, but the world is set in her ways. Ooh. Ooh. The old man sits on the chair, rubs his cold bare hands, but the people dressed warm don't take a stand. And I see the man lives on the street with his cat named Melody, but the people pretend they just don't see. I see you, and I see me. But I see him, and I see you, and I see me. And we all bleed. Why can't we see that we all bleed?
Thank you. All right, this next one is from my latest EP called Turn It Into Art. And the song is called I Met You Yesterday. I wrote this one about two of my best friends and playing music together. You late at night, it was getting dark. I met you yesterday, staring at the stars. When you opened up and picked out the part of my heart that was missing, the part that was missing of my heart, it was missing. But now, thanks to you, 'cause you put it back in place. Yesterday I felt like a piece of me was back. Yesterday I felt like my heart was back intact. Yesterday we sat on the roof and we laughed, ate pizza and we talked bad, just like the past. So yesterday I thought I saw a shadow running around, the shadow of a girl who was lost but found. Yesterday I felt like I never had before. Let me want more of you. When it's feeling of you. When it's feeling of you. This is a feeling I've never felt before. Today that I met you. But now it's been a day, now it isn't yesterday. Oh God, it's been a day, I wish that it was yesterday. But I know that tomorrow will come, you'll be back again. We can
and have some fun. Back in place. Thanks to you, I found my place.
KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. Thanks for joining us. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Tucson's own Lizzie.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is
great. Appreciate it. Yeah. Yes.
So, how are you feeling? I know when you first got here, you got the grand tour.
I did.
It was a little overwhelming.
It was so cool. I had no idea that KXCI, like, I didn't know about this house or the studio, so I got the whole tour, and it's crazy how much music there is, all the CDs and the vinyls, and it's incredible.
Yeah, all the real analog stuff.
Yes, it's amazing.
So this is your first time here. Have you been to the downtown location?
I haven't. Is it the one in Club Congress?
Yeah.
I have. I've seen that one and seen when it's on air and stuff, but this is my first time here, so
I actually haven't been to the one downtown yet.
Really? You'll have to go check it. It's cool.
It's pass by and take a peek, but
haven't been inside.
It seems like a fishbowl down there.
Compared to this place is huge. It's so fun.
Awesome. Cool. Again, thanks for being here.
Of course.
You've been busy.
I have been.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. For sure.
There's a lot to touch on. But we got a lot of time,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Turn It Into Art, that's a new EP.
Yes, it is.
And the one before that was Words?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that, just about a year apart?
Yes, roughly about maybe a year and a few months, but
All right. Was there a reason why you just made two EPs rather than just making an album?
Well, I had only, the songs on Turn It Into Art had not been written yet when Words was released, and I wanted to get some music out to get started. And it ended up being two EPs, but I would say an album is in the works, but we'll see.
Well, you hit the ground running.
Thank you.
Yeah, because usually people have a backlog of songs that they're trying to keep up with, but you're just kind of pulling them out fresh.
Yeah,
out of the box.
I guess so. Have fun.
And there, I noticed from listening to them, that first one is a little bit, not necessarily stripped down, but it's the Turn It Into Art seems to have a little bit more of a...
Yes. Yeah. It's very like full band.
And, yeah. You can't see me in Radio Land, but I'm throwing up my
hands. Making big hands. Yes.
And was that just a natural evolution, or was it something where you just weren't, you wanted to go a different route?
I definitely wanted to go more full band for that EP, but also those songs, when I was writing them, I would write the songs and then show them to some of my friends that were playing with me, and then they would write like the other instrumentation, and so those songs always just felt like a big band, I guess, to me.
Yeah.
And so that's how I wanted to record them. But the stuff coming up, I think, will be more like really lean into the folk side of things and be a little bit more stripped back, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's true too. Like I that was almost a baiting question to be like, why did you do two EPs instead of one album? But an album is an album, whether it's an EP or not.
Yeah.
Songs need to be together. Another one should be in a different spot.
Yeah.
So going back to more folk leanings and stuff, like listening to you play, you're a solid picker. Like
your
finger picking is like solid.
Thank you.
Yeah, mine sounds like a drunk kitten.
Oh no. I'm sure it sounds awesome.
But also just sitting here watching you play, like the way you're able to go from that finger picking to the strumming. thing. Mm-hmm. Very dynamic, very Thank clean. And that's the supporting guest, because your voice is like the star of the show.
Thank you.
But I even noticed, are those actual scratch marks on?
Yes, they are. And it's in such a weird spot on my guitar. The wood is all chipped. And I guess when I strum, I haven't really watched how I do it, but I guess I strum all the way up there and it's chipped the wood.
You get nuts. I know. You're crazy.
I know. And I was kind of sad about it at first, but then I figured that it just shows that I play a lot. So I was like, it's okay.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Willie Nelson's guitar?
Yes. Trigger. Jeez. That's the name of it, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. It has like the big hole in it. And yeah, that guitar is crazy.
Is this, I think this Taylor you're playing, right? Mm-hmm. Were you playing a Yamaha before? Or?
I was. I had like a Yamaha was my first guitar, and then I had like a little Mitchell for a while, okay. And then I decided to graduate to the big kid guitar and got the Taylor, and I love it.
So it sounds great.
Thank you.
It really does. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, so I'm trying to organize my thoughts.
That's okay.
But you're if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 19.
You're 19 years old. And like, it seems like you're born and raised here.
Yes, Tucsonian.
And you're coming up, like you got a camp in a way, you know, like the show at Congress, it's all yours.
Yes.
Desert Child, are these all folks that you went to school with, or was it just you found each other through playing and
Well, All Yours, Ben and Brandon from All Yours have been some of my good friends for a really long time. And so they play with me when I play live. They're in my band. So that's how I know those guys. And then I met the other two members of their band. And Desert Child, met them just through mutuals, you know, and meeting other musicians in the community. And they're super nice. And so, yeah, I'm excited for that show. I think it's going to be just a lot of awesome music and people. Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
The 4th, is it?
Yes, April 4th.
What day of the week is that?
Friday.
Friday. Yeah. Look at
I know, coming up. It's exciting.
It is. That's great. So, yeah, having that that community kind of come
yes.
up, because I mean I don't think age matters when it comes to expression or
that's what's so
like
beautiful
that.
About music, like the scene here I think is all different ages, and I have friends of all different ages, and you know, we just all love playing music, and I think it's really bonding, it's something really beautiful.
And you have a very old soul kind of timeless thing about
Thank you.
That's why, like, listening to you play and then, you know, having not met you before and stuff, I was just like, oh, this isn't your first trip on this planet. Oh,
I don't know. I wonder sometimes about if I had some past lives or what I was up to in them, but
that song you played, I think it was the second song you played, We All Bleed?
Yes.
Was it? Which EP is that off of? Or is that?
It is unreleased.
It's unreleased.
It is unreleased.
That's why I was scratching
Coming
my
soon.
Head. I'm like, I've been listening to these EPs, but this jam.
It's a new one. The first one was too. So yeah.
Right.
Got some unreleased stuff for you today.
Those are great. And I love, obviously, I mean, it's a great jam, but I love the message of it as well.
For sure.
So are these two that might be making it onto the full length album?
For sure. For sure. For sure. They're like exactly the kind of the route I'm wanting to go, I think. So
yeah.
I'm really proud of We All Bleed, especially. I like that song.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was packing up from the first studio to come over here.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to leave because I was listening to the lyrics and it pulled me in and stuff. I'm like,
I'm glad you liked it.
I got a whole nother song to it. I could sit this one out and then sneak
you.
In on the third song.
I'm glad it resonated with you.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah, good.
It's so cool.
Yeah, because it's good message, good jam.
Yeah.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking really quick, I don't want to talk too much, but is your that first album or EP,
mm-hmm.
second EP, where was that recorded? Do you have a hand on that part as well, or do you leave it up to
other
folks?
Right now I'm trying to learn how to do more recording on my own, but the first one I recorded with my lovely guitar teacher, Stuart Oliver.
Oh, I know Stuart.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that was fun. We did it kind of like I would track the guitar and vocals at my house and then send it over to his home studio, and he would kind of produce it, and then sometimes I would go over there and we'd work on it together. And then the second one was produced by Ricky Washer, I believe is how I say his last name. And he also has a super nice home studio, and went and spent a few days there with the whole band, and It was a good time. It was fun.
I love those more intimate settings, more home-like settings for recording.
Me too. It feels safe. Like you can mess up or you're not so rushed or, you know, it's just a good, it's a good time.
And not such a sterile environment.
Yeah.
It's just like being here in this house. You know?
I know, it's so cozy. I pulled up and I was like, yes. It's so fun.
I'm going to kick off my shoes and see if there's anything in the fridge.
I did think about it. My shoes are still on, but sometimes I play barefoot, but not today.
Awesome. Well, we got more to talk about, but we got more to jam through as well. So we got into the 10 o'clock hour. So why don't you take us into another few?
Okay. Well, this one is called Press Together. This is also from the latest EP. So this one is out and you can listen to it. And this song is just about not wanting somebody to forget the little things about you that make you who you are.
Lovely. You're listening to Lizzie on Locals Only.
Together, I thought forever, but life gets in the way. I've been here a long, long time. I've been sad a long, long time for you, for you. I've been riding a long, long time with every sign, every rhyme for you, for you. Please don't forget, please don't forget the shape of my face. Please don't forget the way taste pressed together. I thought forever, but life gets in the way. Please don't forget the shape of my face. Please don't forget the way our lips would taste pressed together. I thought forever, but now you've gone away.
Go. Sweet. Alrighty, shall I play you another?
Please do.
This one is called How Lucky Am I? And this is also unreleased. And this one was inspired off of a Winnie the Pooh quote. And he says something along the lines of, how lucky am I to have somebody that makes saying goodbye so hard? And I thought that was so pretty because it's, I think a lot of times when we have negative experiences, it's the result of something positive, I guess, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So this is called How Lucky Am I?
Thank you. to have someone to miss. How lucky am I to have had someone to kiss, to have felt that kind of bliss with you, with you. How lucky am I with you, with you. How lucky am I to be alive the same time as you. How lucky am I to spend a week with you. How lucky am I to not know what to do. It means I can't stop thinking of you, of you. I would not be the same without you. Oh, 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 oh. Without you, without you. How lucky am I to have had my path crossed with you, with you. With you.
There we go. Sweet.
What was the name of that one again?
How lucky am I? Alrighty. One more.
Yeah, that check. All right.
Whatever you like to do. I'm following you.
Okay. Well, this one is also unreleased. We're doing a lot of new ones. I know you're getting a sneak peek. This one is called The Axe. I think you'll like this one. I also really like the lyrics of this one. And I think it's just about remembering, like, no matter what's going on in our world right now, that we still have each other. And I think that's something really powerful to remember. So, yeah.
Strange world we live in, where the trees are led by the axe and the sheep follow blindly without thinking to ask, how far have we strayed? Is it too late to turn back? What a strange world we live in, where the rich rule over the poor and the greedy man cries more and more, while our earth is bleeding with death. So open your eyes, look and see, there's still so much love and beauty to be. If only we'd see it, take action to help. What a world we live in, where we only think yourself. What a strange world we live in, where it's hard to swim shore. We must spread our love more and more, for I fear our hate is winning. So open your eyes, look out and see, there's still so much love and beauty to be. If only we'd see it, take action to help. What a world we live in, where we only think self. So open your eyes, look out and see, there's still so much love and beauty to be. If only we'd see it, take action ourselves. What a world we live in, our world needs help. So let's be the help. And there we go.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy, and I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Lizzie.
Yes, hello.
Thanks again for being here.
Of course.
You said that those last two songs were new jams.
Yes.
What was that last one? Really,
that one is called The Axe.
The Axe. And yeah. I'm going to try to be concise with my long-winded question here.
Go for it.
First of all, I love another song that I'm loving the message.
Thank
on.
You.
We are living in precarious times right now. As I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's Transgender Visibility Day.
Mm.
And when you think about what's going on politically, what's going on, and how we can counter what's going on,
yeah.
whether it's with the administration or whatever. It's the small little things that where protests can be the most effective, leading
yeah.
with love, leading with gratitude, not showing up to a fire with a can of gasoline.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
But also riding that balance of knowing when to speak up, when knowing what when you know
yeah.
what to say and what to do. Where are you finding, I mean, obviously the influences are right out our front door.
Yes.
But growing up, like, this seems to be a running theme in your music. A lot, mm-hmm. a lot of themes of hope, of love, reconciliation.
Yeah.
Where you draw most of your influences from?
Ooh, do you mean like personal influences in the sense of writing or musical influences?
I would say both. I am going to ask you a
okay.
few things more about like your favorite, you know,
music.
Yeah,
okay,
you're
I'll
listening
save that
to
then.
Stuff. But it's as far as inspire when you sit down with the pen or sit
yeah.
down with the guitar and the muse comes knocking and
yes.
you open up the vessel.
Yes.
What's dancing around there?
Like, okay. is it? Well, I think lyricism is such a powerful thing that we've been gifted to use to say something, I think. And that's something that I've always, like, I never want to take that for granted. I always want to use my songs to either make people think or start difficult conversations, or, you know, it could even be just comforting, you know, a comforting song on a bad day. But I would say I get inspiration from everywhere. I try to just observe people and the world around me. I love to do that a lot and notice little things, like singular lines in a song will have a whole backstory to them, which is so fun. And a lot of my friends, I think, especially like my first EP Words growing up, those songs are all like my friends' stories, and turn it into art as well. And so, yeah, I would say the community I've been raised in has been a big part of it as well.
Yeah, that it's a garden that we tend to and pick from.
Yeah.
And it's important to keep it flourishing.
Yes.
Do you find that you have to cultivate the optimism? Do you feel like you have
Ooh.
To, you know, kind of wake up and decide, or are you able to be like, let's do this? Or every day is different.
I would say every day's, I mean, you know, emotions ebb and flow, but yeah. I always try to be optimistic because, I mean, I think that's all we have, you know, you got to be positive and looking for the next thing. And I think that's something I always just want to talk about, something difficult in my song, but leave people with, you know, a little bit of hope, like you were saying, like, yes, this is the case, but there's this, or this is what we can do. And I think that's important to give people hope.
Yeah. I tend to say this a lot, but there's a reason why I say it a lot.
Yeah.
The difference of turning me songs into mm-hmm. we songs, mm-hmm. finding the me, the thing that happened to me, the thing that I experienced,
yeah.
but bringing it to people to where they can feel like they're getting to know you.
Yeah.
You're pulling them in, but also that they can make that song their own.
Yes.
It's very important.
It's important. I think so too.
Very powerful.
I agree.
Going back to that second song, the one that has the line, from Winnie the Pooh inspired
yes.
line. Have you ever read the Tao of Pooh by chance?
I have not.
The Tao of Pooh. It's
Tell me about this.
It's great, especially if you like one-liners and stuff,
okay.
you know, but it's a lot just about how much Winnie the Pooh and Piglet mm. really kind of mirrors the Taoist philosophy.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about this.
It's
okay.
really fun, and it's adorable.
The Tao of Pooh? I'll have to check it out. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for the recommendation.
It's great. I think you'll like it. It's cute. It's fun, but it's also like right on the money
yeah.
and stuff. So yeah. that's what I was wondering.
That's just the best. That's so cool. Love Winnie the Pooh.
So we talked a little bit in the last break about the first EP,
yes.
the new EP, and this new album in the works. You won a few contests, songwriting contests, right?
I was a finalist last year at the Folk Festival songwriting competition. And then most recently in November, I won a competition that Alice Cooper holds for teens.
Yeah.
And I got to open for him in December, which was wild. And that was super cool. And got to perform for a ton of people. And it was just a really neat experience and opportunity. And yeah.
Kind of out of left field too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like Alice Cooper.
I know. I wasn't sure if I fit, you know, like the rock and roll vibe, but I showed up with my guitar and did my thing and it worked out. So yeah.
How was that? Had you even known who Alice Cooper was prior to
that? I did. I did know who he was. And then obviously I, you know, got more into it as the competition became a thing that I was a part of. And so yeah, it was really cool. I got to meet him and meet his wife, and she was lovely, and it was just really cool.
It's very bizarre.
Great
I don't
people.
Want to go too far into Alice Cooper land, but a friend's mother wound up on a plane, I think from Chicago to Phoenix,
with Alice Cooper.
Yeah, and she had no idea who he was.
Oh, that's so funny.
And they struck up a conversation, she said, it made the flight go by
wow.
so quick. And when they got off the plane and
yeah,
you know, he was
did
there.
Did she realize after?
That's what my buddy was like, what are you doing? Hanging with Alice Cooper? She's like,
that's
he
such
was
a
saying
story.
He was a musician,
yeah.
but I didn't know.
Didn't know?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess he didn't sit
treat.
Down with the snake around
yeah,
his head.
Yeah, I would say maybe he didn't have the eye makeup on or something like that. That's so funny.
So getting into these competitions was just kind of a way to kind of start breaking yourself into bringing your music onto a platform.
Yes, yeah. I wanted to just start getting out, and I genuinely entered with no intention of like winning. I was just like, you know, it'll be great exposure and get up to Phoenix and meet some of the people up there. And I get nervous on stage. So I was like, you know, a competition, maybe it'll help me get over some of that. And and then it went from there.
It's funny. Cool. The thing is funny with nerves, you know,
yes.
like how, you know, sometimes
they do weird things to your body.
They do.
They do. It's so strange, but
showing up is half the battle.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Do you get up to Phoenix much to do some playing?
I'm trying to more. I have a gig in April up there. And then I'm organizing kind of like a DIY Arizona tour in June. So I'm going to hit Bisbee and Patagonia, Sonoyta, Phoenix, maybe Flagstaff. So yeah,
nice.
Trying to get around. So yeah.
And so will this be your first? Have you ventured out?
I've really only played Phoenix. I did do like one gig last summer in Portland when I was visiting my cousin Rachel up there, and that was really fun. That was my first and only out-of-state gig so far.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It kind of feels like a rock star, even though you're up there to see family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
fine. But it was fun. I was like, well, might as well make a gig out of it, and got to meet some local musicians there, and yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome.
It's way cool.
So are you done with school now?
Or? I am. Well, I'm a freshman at U of A. Okay. So, yeah.
What are you doing there?
I am studying music. So, yeah, I'm kind of waiting for the music therapy program to open up. So, yeah, I might go down that route, but we'll see.
Music therapy?
Yeah.
I love
that. It'd be a good time, I know.
I think you'd be really good.
It'd be fun. Thank you. Thank you. I think it'd be really cool. So.
Awesome. So if you're just joining us, I'm Michael Serpy. I'm here with Lizzie, coming to you live from Studio 2A. She put out an EP last year called Words, follow-up to that, Turn It Into Art, got an album in the works, got a tour coming up.
Coming up.
Got some live shows. Going to be playing over at Hotel Congress on the 4th.
Yes.
And you have something else in Tucson.
I do. I'm playing at the Tucson Folk Festival on Sunday at the court stage at 3:30, I believe.
All right.
So yeah, it's going to be a good time. It'll be fun. If you haven't been to the Folk Fest, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I'm hoping to make it out this year, because it actually has been a few years since I've seen, obviously, when the pandemic hit and all that stuff, and everyone went into hibernation mode and stuff. But
yeah.
I'm looking forward
to it. It's back up and running. There's some fantastic acts. There's a couple, the duo that won songwriting competition last year and the duo that won the year before, they're both just like phenomenal, and they're both coming back, so I'm so excited. It'll be so fun to hear them play. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Cool.
All right, so we got about 15 minutes more.
All right.
Yeah.
I have like three songs.
Okay. What would you say that is time wise about?
Maybe 12 minutes. You could ask me something.
Ask you
if you have something. If not, it's okay.
I'm never at a loss for flapping my yap.
Love to yap.
I was going to ask you, what are you listening to? What are your jams these days?
Okay. Oh, I have so many influences. I'm all over the place. Sometimes I'm like super into indie, and sometimes super folk and jazz. I get around to rock. I've been listening to recently. Let me think. I love the Lumineers, if you know them. I love this artist called Haley Hendricks, and she put out an album fairly recently, and it's like just incredible. So that would be a good one to check out. I love the Backseat Lovers all the time. I've been listening to an indie band recently called Mustard Service. That's really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just super funky, and they combine like a lot of different genres into one, so that's been fun. Yeah, I don't know. I'm always down for new things. Do you have any recommendations?
Any guilty pleasures?
I will shamelessly admit that I'm a 21 Pilots fan. I feel like that gets like hate a lot of times, or people think it's cringe, but they have been such a big influence on me. And yeah, I really value them.
One more time, 21 what?
21 Pilots.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. They've been around for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get the hate, huh?
I guess people will be like, oh, like back in middle school. And I'm like, I still listen to them.
Waste of time.
But,
yeah. Waste of time with those comments. What does that mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah. What? It's so fun.
That's awesome. You got anything you want to tell the people while you got that mic in front of you? You're broadcasting live.
Okay. Now, of course, now my mind goes blank. I don't know. I would just say thank you for listening. Keep supporting local music. There's so many incredible musicians in Tucson. And keep supporting KXCI. And yeah, thank you guys for having me.
I concur.
I appreciate it. Yay.
Very much. And please keep doing what you're doing. Like
thank
I said,
you.
Your songs, a lot of love, a lot of hope.
Thank
in
you.
Them, and that's what we need, a big old
yes,
dose of.
Yes, I totally agree.
These days.
I agree.
Again, you are listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy, and I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Lizzie.
Right.
Tell a friend. Is someone not listening? Tell them they can go to kxci.org and dig up any archive of our shows. They won't be disappointed.
I don't think they will.
So Lizzie's going to play us out.
Right. Sorry, I had to tune up.
if you end a little shy, we can say something else, but you got about 14 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Real people, real radio. KXCI,
yes.
Locals Only.
Okay. This song is called I Love Him Too. also unreleased. I'm realizing this now. Okay.
I know you wouldn't dare harm me, but I'm scared that I'll harm you without meaning to. You're so kind and sure, and I lie broke on the floor, but I'm starting to love you more and more. You took my broken arm, you stitched me up part by part, but now I'm just more confused. How can I love you if I love him too? How can I love you if I love him too? It's so cold to touch a heart that's caught in dust, waiting for something that never comes. You took my broken arm, you stitched me up part by part, but now I'm just more confused. How can I love you if I love him too? How can I love you if I love him too?
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited about that one. It'll be coming soon.
That's a good one.
I'm glad you liked it. Alrighty, I got a couple more. This one is called Turn It Into Art. It's the title track of my latest EP. And this song I wrote just about how music and art in general, I think, can be something that we can use to turn something bad into something good, you know, kind of like we were talking. And so that's what this song is about. And I'm new to harmonica, so hopefully it goes well. Okay.
Well, you're holding down the foot tambourine. Me, also, oh.
So. That's about to happen too. Okay. We'll figure it out. Okay. Took a trip down to the town to go and find myself. There was coffee, there was music, people dancing all around, but the person I was looking for was not in the crowd. They said he'd gone to chase a dream. I just hope he finds peace. Well, one night I got
to my car, and then I took a drive. I went down all the twisty turns into the east side. I went on down the mountain road looking for home. It was there I found my little loves, but now I just don't know. So simple, everything feels so hard. But at least I got my writing, a pen and my guitar. If nothing, I can use the pain and turn it into art. Well, I drove past all the warning signs in hopes that you would see that a dream is fun, but as a cause, and that cause might be me. But I know that we will come around someday be again. They say people come, people go, and all good things must end. You tried to never, but you're missing in my heart. Now nothing is so simple, everything feels so hard. But at least I got my heart, a pen and my guitar. If nothing, I can use the pain and turn it into art. Woo-hoo-hoo. Woo-hoo-hoo. A pen and my guitar. If nothing, I can use the pain and turn it into art.
Amen. Amen. It's right.
Good job on the harmonica.
Thank you.
No schlep on
figuring
that.
It out. Well, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate
how
it.
How new to it are you?
When did I get them? Maybe like a month ago. I guess. Oh, wow. I'm not that new, but I haven't been practicing it very much. So I need to.
I think a month ago is pretty new.
Well, that's thank you. I appreciate it. It's fun. It's good time. So yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have one more for you, okay. But it is in this really funky open tuning, so I need like a second to tune if you want to say anything. Or
will I distract you?
No, not at all.
I don't know. Okay. Just go ahead and tune.
Okay. All right.
I bet you even that's going to be even going to sound good.
No, I doubt it.
I've got a funny story. We'll see. I was first learning to play guitar, and I was all about the punk rock back then. I was at my mom's apartment tuning up, and I got done tuning, and I looked up, and she comes out of the kitchen. And she's just looking at me in disbelief. She's like, what was that?
What did you tell her?
So that's tuning.
Tuning does sound funky sometimes when I do it at
she
shows.
She thought it was beautiful.
Oh, I thought you meant that it sounded bad. That's so funny.
She was like, you should play more of that.
More of tuning? I'm well, like, okay. That means you're a really beautiful tuner. I don't know if I am. All right. Well, this song is old. It's from my first EP, and it's called Hannah, and I wrote the song about a friend at the time that wasn't doing so great, and she's all good now, but I wrote the song for her just so that she could remember how important she was to me and how much she mattered, and I just want this song to be like that for everybody and to know that you're important and why you should stay here. So yeah, this is called Hannah.
You're listening to Lizzie on Locals Only. Thank you.
believe yourself when I had no one else. You gave me you, and I gave you me. Oh, Hannah, how I miss you so. Oh, Hannah, how I hope you know. Oh, Hannah, are you looking down? Oh, Hannah, and you hear the sound. Oh, Hannah, are you looking down? Oh, Hannah, can you hear the sound of my song? Before I was broke, you gave me you, and I gave you me. Oh, Hannah, if I can keep you safe. Oh, Hannah, please don't go away. Are you smiling down? Oh, Hannah, are you here right now? Oh, Hannah, are you smiling down? Oh, Hannah, I know you're here right now, watching. By what you see, come back to me.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening.